You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this Tuesday afternoon. Don Day at Day Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming, joins us to talk about the forecast. Don, a line of storms has passed over at least once today, earlier in this morning. And it was a pretty heavy rainfall, and it looked like it stretched a good part across north central and central Illinois. What kind of rainfall can we expect in the near future, and what kind of temperatures?
Well, yeah, we've got a lot going on with the weather right now. First, let's talk about the rain. There's going to be another area of rain developing tonight and into Wednesday across the Dakotas, Nebraska. It's going to go across Iowa, Minnesota, then move into central and northwest areas of Iowa before heading up into Michigan. And there's going to be some significant rains along the path that could be half inch, inch and a half or more in a few areas, with some heavy rains and showers and thunderstorms fueled a little bit by a lot of that subtropical moisture coming out of the desert southwest that brought those big rains to Phoenix yesterday. Then behind this, boy, here is the first real shot of cold of the season. We are looking at temperatures that will have no problem going below freezing over western areas of North Dakota, South Dakota, western Nebraska, eastern Wyoming, some areas of far northeast Colorado could be in the lower 30s by Friday morning.
Oh, well, will we get down far enough for long enough that we will do damage to the crop, or is it just going to hinder the crop?
I think it's going to be more of a hindrance. Now, I am expecting that there will be some season-ending temperatures in those far western areas. However, I think for the key areas, we'll probably escape those temperatures that will be below freezing long enough to do severe damage, but certainly things are going to slow down, and with many areas behind still on crop development, this is something that we hope we do see a rebound, and we will. But we also see other cold possibilities coming in later this month.
Yeah, so tell me about those and next week, if you would, please.
Well, what we're going to see is the pattern to go through a warm-up this weekend and into next week with another frontal passage and another push of colder air that will probably move in right around the 19th, 20th or so of the month, and we'll have to see if that penetration is as far south. But we see a pattern that's going to be cyclical and will likely repeat itself with another cold surge towards that 20th of the month and then right around that first week of October.
Cold surges are one thing that can be really damaging. Rainfall, on the other hand, will keep producers out of the field, even if there isn't damage done, and they wouldn't like that. Will the cold surges come with rainfall?
I think they will. Now, whether or not it's going to be as heavy as what we're seeing right now, probably not. We've just got a lot of subtropical influence with what we've had here lately. Although I'll tell you that we are expecting possibly another tropical system moving up the west coast of Mexico in about a week's time, and some of that moisture could work in the United States again based on the trends that we're seeing. So we've got some challenging and hard to predict weather coming up here over the next 5 or 6 weeks. It's going to keep us guessing as well as producers.
And we'll talk with you again next week and see if the guesses get better. Hey, thanks so much, Don.
Thank you.
Don Day of Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming, joins us on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.